it seems so obvious to anyone who is pro-life or knows pro-lifers that there's this blatant double standard. All the time we hear this question, like, how could you force a woman to carry through with a pregnancy if she were raped? We hear these questions in debates. We hear them in interviews of consistent pro-life candidates. But it never occurs to people to ask a consistent pro-choice candidate, so really, you think it's okay to kill a baby just because she happens to be female? So really, you think that you should be allowed to kill a baby moments before it would be born? You know, like, really, you think Down syndrome is a legitimate reason to take the life of another human who's inside the womb? You never hear those questions. And I think it's because the media, I've put it to quite a few journalists. One thing they say is, well, it's the law. You know, the burden of proof is on people who want to change the law. But you'll notice that the media do not apply that same standard when it comes to changing the definition of marriage. Why then? The burden of proof is on the conservative position again, the people who want to retain a traditional definition of marriage. So there's a lack of consistency in how the media treat these social issues.